Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn this morning to Luke 12? Luke 12. For weeks now, we have been on the wonderful subject of the kingdom of God. Does it mean more to you than it used to? Oh my. I'm stirred. I don't think I'll ever think about the kingdom of God the same or the way I used to. In Luke 12, let's begin today at verse 16. He spoke a parable to them saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods, and I will say to my soul, soul, you have much goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. There's a whole lot of what in there. I think, I will, mine, I. And God said to him, you fool. Well, he wasn't wise, was he? Now, let's just stop right here. Wisdom sees the end result. Wisdom looks beyond today. A wise man, a woman, is willing to sacrifice today for something tomorrow. A fool is willing to sacrifice tomorrow for something today. Right? Throw away your future for whatever you can grab right now. And here, this man is a fool. Why? Because he has no concept of what's going on or what's coming next. And a wise man doesn't just think about piling up stuff for me and that's all I'm thinking about, because this life is just a vapor. A fool, and there are many in the world, lives like there is no tomorrow. Like this life is all there is and all there is going to be. A fool lives like there is no God and like there is no kingdom of God. A fool lives like there is no punishment or judgment for evil and sin. A fool lives like there is no reward for faith and obedience. And like there is no coming and setting up of the kingdom of God over all the earth. But a wise man knows and is convinced, no matter what it looks like, this is temporary. Right? No matter if this is all I've ever known. A wise man or woman says, no. The judgment seat of Christ is coming quick. This life will soon be over. The kingdom of God is already in existence and will soon be set up over all the world. And of this kingdom, there'll be no end. And who's in the kingdom and who is not is being decided right now. And what place who has. Who has the greater places and who has the lesser places is being demonstrated right now. So a wise man, a wise woman, is not just thinking about me being happy and comfortable, but thinking about the kingdom of God. This is what this flows into. God said to him, you fool, this night, tonight, your soul will be required of you, and then whose shall those things be which you have provided? What about all your stuff? Thank God for stuff, but it's just stuff. It's just stuff. And like one preacher said, you never saw a hearse pulling a U-Haul. Why? Because you can't take it with you. And you wouldn't want to. Would you? I said, you know, my dad went home to be with the Lord not long back, and there was a certain thing that I was actually getting ready to give him. I wanted to give it to him this year. And it aggravated me a little bit because I thought, Lord, and the Lord said, he's already got better. I thought, I reckon so. I mean, what he's got now, he'd throw rocks at that, man. I mean, right? I mean, what I'm talking about, he's already got better. But see, the problem is heaven is not real to people. God is not real to people. This is what's real. What they see and feel, but not to faith people. The more you believe in something, the more real it is to you. The more you act like it's real. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Well, keep reading this. He said, verse 22, he said to his disciples, therefore I say to you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for your body, what you shall put on. The life is more than meat or food, and the body is more than clothes. Yes. Now skip on down to verse 29, and seek not what you shall eat and what you shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. Now why did he say that? Is most of the world doing that? Yes, they are. He said, for all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows you have need of all these things, but rather seek you, you seek what? The kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So sell what you have. Give alms. Provide yourself bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that fails not, where no thief approaches, neither moth corrupteth, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Our heart should be in God, in the kingdom of God. Then where is your treasure going to be then? The kingdom of God. And people talk about giving it away. Don't use that terminology. When you're putting something into the kingdom, you're not giving it away. You're investing it. It's not leaving you. Right? Notice what he said. Sell what you have. Liquidate. Give. And it'll be gone. But God will be happy with you. No, you're providing for who? For yourself. You're giving to others, but you're providing for yourself. This hasn't been real to people, has it? Provide yourself bags which wax not. Now down here, you know, you buy something and it depreciated before you got home with it. You invest in something, it might do good according to the economy, it might not. Things change. They're subject to people lying and stealing and everything else, but there is one 100% safe and secure investment.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you.
It's the kingdom of God. Now you ought to make natural investments. We've already talked about that, but above all, you make kingdom investments. These are the ones that stay with you. Not only in this life, but into the next. And nobody can mess them up. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, in talking about this, we're in Luke 12. I'd like for you to turn over to chapter 14, just a page or two over. In talking about the kingdom of God, we are to seek this first. We've heard it so many times till it's common to us, but what does it mean? Seek first the kingdom of God. That means nothing else is first. That means the majority of my time, my thought, my resources go to this. Well, before you go to that place in Luke there 14, go to Philippians 2. and we'll read this. We're going to see here the biggest competition in your life against the kingdom of God. Philippians, the second chapter, and verse 17. He said, if I be offered upon the sacrifice, this is Philippians 2:17, and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. He said, I'm willing to spend and be spent. For what? The kingdom of God, which is for the people of God. For the same cause do you joy and rejoice with me. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly to you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. Now let's just stop right here. He's interested in what? Now this is far different than interested in my ministry. He didn't say, I'm sending them to check on you to see, make sure that you're still just supporting me. Or if you're still, you know. No, I mean, he's interested in what? Your state. And he said, Timotheus, he's interested in your state. Keep reading. Verse 21, for what? All seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. What a statement. All seek their own. Listen to the Amplified. Others all seek to advance their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. Seeking first the kingdom of God is seeking to advance the kingdom. Now, when he says all, we know that's not 100%. Didn't include him. Didn't include Timothy. But it seems like, outside of a few people, it seems like everybody. It's just interested in theirself. Me and mine, my stuff. What's the biggest competition for the kingdom of God being first place in your life? Your stuff. Advancing your interests.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled All for the Kingdom, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. 9233. The offer number is R1402L. That's R1402L, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.